While there is debate in Albany over bringing the state Senate back for a special session, it's unlikely the assembly will return. First-term Democrat D. Billy Jones of the 115th Assembly District does not face a challenger in November. He is traveling the district during the summer recess to gauge constituent issues. Before he discussed state and regional politics, he gave an update on a wildfire in Clinton County. The nearly 600-acre fire at the Altona Flat Rock, an area of rare jack pine barrens, started a week ago. Jones reports it has now been contained and is about 55% controlled.
It was spreading, but now they have it contained. And I just want to thank all the volunteer firefighters, all of the personnel, everybody that came in and did an excellent job collaboratively to get this fire under control. We realize how dry it is right now, and I want to stress to everyone to please be careful. Still not 100%, I believe, on how this started. So we need to be cognizant and aware in these very dry conditions.
Billy Jones, you do not have any challengers in your assembly race this year. Does that surprise you at all?
I don't know if surprise. I think it's a pleasant, maybe a compliment. I have worked hard. I know my staff has worked extremely hard reaching out to our constituents and addressing their concerns. We've also had a couple of great sessions in Albany. I've authored 15 bills through the Senate and the Assembly. That's more than any other freshman Assembly member. I've co-sponsored many more that I think have done a lot of good for the people here in the North Country. We've put in the time. I've put in the work. And I think that shows to my constituents.
You are the only Democrat representing the northeastern New York region. Republican Betty Little is in the Senate, and Republican Dan Steck represents the Assembly District just to the south. When you look at the congressional Democratic primary that recently concluded, one of the losing Democratic candidates is now challenging Betty Little. Another is challenging Dan Steck. Two questions. What do you make of the Democrats challenging the two incumbent Republicans, and what do you think their chances are of winning?
Well, it's certainly going to be an uphill battle when you take on seasoned incumbents. I mean, the statistics are there in the state legislature. I think it's almost 90% of incumbents win their races. Starting out later in the process certainly will not necessarily help them. But anybody can run for anything. That's what makes America great. I think we've seen in the last 2 years that anybody can run for anything.
D. Billy Jones, you do not have an opponent, and that puts you in a unique position. When you look at everything happening in Albany regarding controversy surrounding Governor Cuomo, do you find fellow Assembly Democrats concerned about that and whether it might affect their campaigns? What sorts of things are you seeing with other Democrats?
When you talk about that, you talk about ethics reform. So we should certainly work more and work harder on getting proper ethics reform measures through. But as far as individual races, I tend to go back to the old Tip O'Neill saying, all politics is local. And I firmly believe if you're taking care of your backyard, people see that.
Former State Senator Dean Skelos and his son were convicted of bribery and extortion in their federal corruption trial this week. What do you make of that result?
Well, obviously, two juries have spoken on that now, and anybody that takes advantage of the public trust and anybody that breaks the law should have the full consequences of it, and especially if you're a public official and you're an elected official here in the state of New York. I certainly think that they should get the full brunt of the legal system and what they have coming to them. It's an embarrassment. It really is for these elected officials, these statewide leaders, really. Mr. Skelos, Mr. Silver, certainly head of the Assembly and head of the State Senate, in 1 year indicted on these charges. It's an embarrassment to me. It's an embarrassment to our state legislature. It should be. And we need to continue to do proper ethics reforms to make sure this doesn't happen. I will say on that, sometimes you just have bad apples in the bucket. And I don't know if you can ever control that completely as a society, but I certainly think we should do everything we can to continue to make sure that we eliminate this or reduce this any way we can.
You mentioned ethics reform. Back when Sheldon Silver was convicted, we thought that might be the catalyst to get ethics reform through. Do you think this might finally do it?
Yeah, well, we have done a few things. We had the amendment forgo pension for public officials, which I think was long overdue and I think should have been passed. We passed it last session. I've always said strict limitations on outside income for legislators, I think, should be a top priority. I have taken the vow that I will not take outside income as long as I am in this job as your assembly representative. I think there's a lot of steps that we can take. We need to get the public's trust back into government.
You are on the assembly summer recess right now. What issues and topics are you hearing about from the people in the district?
There's so many topics, but I think education, infrastructure always seems to land at the top. Jobs, the tariff, the so-called trade war that's going on right now, that is not good for us here in the North Country because of our relationship with our friends and neighbors to the north. I will say we do have jobs available here in the North Country. And one of my biggest issues, and I will continue to work on this into my second term, is workforce training and to make sure that our people can be trained for those jobs that we have available already here in the North Country. To me, that is one of the single biggest issues that we have.
The 115th Assembly District includes Clinton and Essex counties and four towns in St. Lawrence County. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.